How to Survive Summer Camp by Jacqueline Wilson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. I sat in the back of the car in my new T-shirt and my stiff new jeans and my pristine trainers and groaned. I kept dabbing at my new haircut. It felt terrible. Everyone would laugh at me. I thought about all these strange children at the summer camp. I peered down at the black lettering on my emerald green T-shirt. It said, "I love evergreen adventure holidays." My new T-shirt was a liar. "Are you all right, Stella?" Mum asked worriedly, turning round. "Do you feel sick? You look a bit green." "To match my awful T-shirt," I muttered, tugging at it. "I think you look very fetching in your new outfit," said Uncle Bill. I didn't answer. I just pulled a face at his back. I couldn't stick my Uncle Bill, which was a great pity because he'd married Mum that morning. I was the bridesmaid. Mum had bought me a very expensive blue dress with puff sleeves and a long flouncy skirt. It had its own white lace pinafore, and with my plaits undone and combed out, Mum said I looked like Alice in Wonderland. Only I didn't look like Alice at the wedding after all. I looked more like Humpty Dumpty, as bald as a boiled egg. It was all a terrible mistake. Mum said I could go to a posh hairdresser's and have my hair properly cut and styled the week before the wedding. She wanted to come with me, but she had to work. I said I could go by myself. I wasn't a baby.